Okay.
I need you like the birds in the sky. do one more chorus, right? Everyone is singing. Yeah. Yesterday was such an easy game for you to play, but let's face it, things are so much easier today. Let it be like yesterday. Please let me have a happy day. Let's hear everybody, come on. Won't you tell me? Someone requested it the other night in Atlantic City, so I've got to do it. When I was young, I believed in Santa Claus, even though it was my dad. And I would hang up my stocking at Christmas, open my presents and I'd be glad. But the last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and loved me, and knocked my reindeer to the floor. What they say, Father Christmas, give us some money. We don't want none of your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. My brother a superhero outfit, don't buy my sister a cuddly toy. I don't want a jigsaw or Monopoly money. I only want the real my boy. Let's hear ya!
I can't see the sky. I'd like to introduce my fellow accomplice on stage with me for the first part of this evening, and then the rock band arrives and all the band breaks loose. But before that, I want a big round of applause. It actually is very pleasant to come from very close around these parts, the Little Westport. Please welcome to Boston, Providence, Rhode Island, the Eastern Seaboard, Bill Shanley from Cork and Ireland. Anybody ever saw, and also Gina Moroso and family, it's good to see you. Anyone ever saw my storyteller show? This is a story I told, it's a tale of work. This song was inspired. It's really great to be here. I've come around. Civics and the women came to town. Inspired by the death of my oldest sister. She died tragically in a dance hall one night, very romantic death. Also by my first visit to India. I thought I was poor. You should have seen those poor buggers out there. People living in holes in the ground, and that's just in Muswell Hill. And I was inspired to write this song by listening to the chanting fishermen walk along the river on their way to work. It's a song, an old King song called See My Friend. See my friends, see my friends, they my friend, see my friend, playing across the river. She is gone, she is gone, and now there's no one there except my friend. Just went across the river. Now she's gone. Now she's gone. Wish that I'd gone with her. She is gone. She is gone. Said my friend, playing across the river. See my friend, see my friend, playing across the river. See my friend, see my friend. Thank you. This is an English folk song we're going to do. But because Bill's here and he's from Ireland, it has a bit of an Irish influence. Let's take up a hand. End up in New Orleans in the gutter. Yeah. This is the song. I love you too, baby. I do love you. This song was inspired by a sequence of events in a hospital down there. I was taken in on a stretcher and they administered morphine by this very attractive looking woman, a bit oversized. Her name was Star. What a great name for a nurse to give you morphine. And her husband worked in the hospital as well. He was the orderly, his name was Nelson. And I want to dedicate this song to them. Without them, I wouldn't be here tonight. So, it's a song from my album. A song from my album, Working Man's Cafe. It's a song called The Morphine Song. Here we go. Listen to my heart. And Star, he's got 10 grandkids, she's the third missus. He grooves around intensive care, strutting his stuff. He's got a perfect mother hanging around his back. The Star walks in, gives a little wiggle, makes old Nelson grin.
tucks me in, touches my feet. Hey buddy, you know, you got a slow heartbeat. Listen to my heartbeat. Drugs and the drink, it happens to anyone, sure makes you think. And in the bed beside him, it's full of cables and leaves. And nobody visits, nobody dreams. Listen to my heart. Listen to my heartbeat. I thought now someone help me off of the moon. Nelson the star, he's got 10 grandkids. She's a third Mrs. Star takes some blood out of my arm. You know she rolls me over just like that. If I don't get better, I'm gonna die. She'll go home hurting till she's me. She'll go to jail and I get the morphine. Listen to my heart.
Yeah.
Reagan. This next song, I wrote this next song long ago. I was with a great band called The Kinks. You know what? I don't think we've broken up. People say it again together again, but I don't think we've actually broken up. Still waiting for the phone to ring to say we're going on tour. We're playing the Boston Tea Party and goes about that. But many years ago, The Kinks did the tour without me because I was suffering from a little bit of nervous exhaustion. And I wrote this song while they were away on tour. I thought it wouldn't amount to anything, but here I am still singing it after all these years. If you know this song, please join in and sing along. It's called Sunny Afternoon. I was wondering, what the fuck am I doing in this town? scary, but that's what was in my head. Then I realised I was there. Every journey has a reason, I think. And my reason was, when I was a kid, I was inspired by all the great music that came from that part of the world. With, like, people like, blues people. Particularly Big Bill Halsey, one of my heroes, and Hank Williams even. This song was inspired by a freight train I saw crossing the Mississippi River as I stood at Basement Blues. And I thought to myself, why am I here? I'm here for this reason. I'm here to learn. And this song came into my head. I wrote this song while I was down there. It's a little known song, but it has a big idea to it. Because it's about people who want to change their lives. A lot of people are trapped in relationships. Got people, you know, I'm discouraged. You can run away from the relationship, you can run away from the tax man for a while, you can change your names, be different people. There's one thing you cannot do, you cannot run away from yourself. And this is a song called The Getaway. Thank you. How'd you feel? How'd you feel? I said that it's a dream.
Go over a brand new civilization. civilization has gradually Saigon, but all the world is laid off easily. Man, Hakuzi in Taiwan, sushi bars in Maine and Boston, all the signs and red spandrels, cowboys in Vietnam, making that movie. Watch out! Right off with the dance into the sunset.
Thank you so much. My friend is so glad. You know, please welcome my band to the stage. They've flown all the way through now. I did this just for Providence. I bring the whole band in. Don't be mean, old buggers. Let's hear it for the band! What do you expect, Aerosmith? Actually, it's getting a bit more on. This next song was, you know, many years ago, the Kinks were banned from playing in America for 3.5 years. We missed out on Woodstock and Fillmore and everything. I think they did us a huge favor, actually. But when we came back to America, we toured with the Avengers. Our first entry into America was the Fillmore East. Then we played the Boston Tea Party. And all those great kids. This song really helped us evolve and plot a new career for the Kinks. On an album called Everybody's in Showbiz. It's a song called Celluloid Hero. Success walks hand in hand with failure. A Said, you've got to come and visit me. I'll meet you by the Exeter Cathedral, by the cafe. There's a cafe there. I got on the mobile, I said, Dave, I'm at Exeter Cathedral and I can't see a calf. Excuse me, that guy, I can't hear a fucking thing you say. You break it up. And Dave didn't mince words at all in his life. You see, when we started meeting together, you know, we used to meet in the local cafe, Working Man's Cafe, a little joint, greasy spoon. They're disappearing, and I want to celebrate all those places now in this tune. There must have been one in Providence at one point. Yeah? And fast becoming Starbucks and Costa Coffees and what, Cafe Unity and all that shit. It's a song about the vanishing of times. It's called The Working Man's Cafe.
Bought a pair of new designs.
Thank you.
while the dogs fight in the street. Then in the hotels all the tourists dine on the buffet, all the waiters stand and stare.
Would you like another drink, senor?
While in the street, taxi cabs crawl around the vice to the sound of the tourists in the casino. Now that you've found your paradise, This is your kingdom to come on. You can go outside and polish your car, or sit by the fire in your Shangri-La. Here's your reward for working so hard. Gone are the lavatories in the backyard. Gone are the days when you dreamed of that car. You just want to sit in your Shangri-La. Put on your slippers and sit by the fire. You've reached your top and you just can't get any higher. You're in your place and you know where you are. In your Shangri-La.
So nice, thank you so much. Put those on the bar. rock and roll fantasy.
Sleeping in the field, but you're looking real rested. You set out to outrage, but you can't get arrested. You say your image is new, but it looks well tested. You're lost without a crowd. Yet you go your way. You say your summer's gone, now the water keeps coming in. They say that even in your day, somehow you never could quite fit in. Though it's cold outside, I know the sun is gonna shine again. Because, do you know what they say? Shakespeare said, every dog has its day. Thank you so much. You know, the good thing about if you've got the Kinks back together again is we'll be able to do those songs. Schoolboys in Disgrace, so popular. We're also doing this song too. I want to dedicate this song to all the great dance hall singers that ever lived. It's a song about the big bands that fell apart of when the rock and roll people came along, people like us. It's a song called Come Dancing. When I want to join and sing along.
Come dancing, 7:30 on a Saturday. Myself,
That's not too good. Then Dave came in from the kitchen where he was having dinner with the rest of the family and he said, "What the fuck's that?" I said, "It's a song, you really got me." He got his guitar and he said, "Let me learn it." I showed him the riff. I played the next song and he said, "Where's it going after this?" I said, "I'm not sure, Dave. Let's take it up a tone." "Oh, why not? Oh, yeah. You really got me now. You got me so I don't know what to do." He says, "Where's the riff? Where's the riff?" "It's the chorus." I said, "That's it." "Oh, yeah. You really got me now. You got me so I can't see back now. Studio with the rest of the Kings. Dave looked at me, he had this weird look in his eye. He said, "Let's go for it." And Dave turned away into the corner of the studio and played himself into rock and roll history. Let's hear a clap of your hands. Christmas, right?
man's in a club down in the Soho, where you drink champagne, it tastes just like a cherry cola. She walked up to me and she asked me the name. I asked her her name and in a doggone voice she said, Lola, hello, Lola, 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 Lola. Well, I'm not the world's most physical guy, but when she came to town, she did it from my spine, oh, my Lola, 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 Lola.
Show song for a long time before I went to Louisiana, but play the music. Yeah.
what gives